Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I assist you?
Oh, hello. I have a charge on my bank account that I have not authorized. I've already called this number once. I need to cancel something else. And like I said, I'm refusing payment on these things.
Okay, ma'am, I'd be more than happy to assist you. May I start by asking you for your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
80601.
And your first and last name?
Spain, S-T-A-I-N.
I see your first and last name, please.
Patricia Spain.
Okay, I'm not, and let me verify that zip code, 80601?
Correct.
Okay, I'm not seeing an account for you, ma'am. May I try to?
I called in a few minutes ago, and I talked to a gal, and I got a cancellation number here, so maybe this refers to both orders.
It probably did, but it still wouldn't wipe the account out where it wouldn't pull up. Can I have a zip? Do you have an email address?
Email address would be T-A-T-S like Sam, T-N, 803 at gmail.com.
Okay, are you saying T-A-T, T as in Tom?
Yes. P H E, and then S like Sam, A N S P H E S P like Paul, N like Nancy.
Okay. Okay, I'm still not. Oh, let me see something else. Hang on just a moment. I know what it might be. What's preventing me from pulling it up?
Well, would this cancellation number help?
No, I think I know what it is. They changed campaigns, which is something you probably wouldn't even get. It's just the way we pull up accounts. Let me have your zip code one more time. What was it? 806?
01.
Okay. There you go, Miss Spain. Okay. Can you verify your shipping address?
237 South 22nd Avenue, Brighton, Colorado.
Okay, thank you for the information. And you were correct. The account has already been canceled, ma'am.
Yeah.
It was for the Allura Skincare Cream and Eye Cream. It's been canceled.
But I thought that I understood that to be a promotion. I am not paying $200 for these little sample things.
Okay, that is a 1 month supply, ma'am, of each product. And according
to
the, I said it was 1 month supply for each product, and that's the end of trial price. The terms and conditions stated that when you don't call in and cancel, that you are charged the full retail price for the products.
I know. Well, I didn't see that. I'm an old lady.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I certainly can't afford to pay $200 for these two items.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Hang on just one moment, please. I'm trying to see if there's anything I can do. Okay, she canceled your account. Did she not offer you a refund before canceling?
No, she did not.
Okay. Well, the very most that I can do, ma'am, is refund 75% of those charges back.
Well, I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment to do that for you, please, Ms. Spain. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, I will.
Ms. Spain?
Yes.
Thank you so kindly for holding, ma'am. I have refunded two different amounts for you. You're going to be receiving an email shortly, two of them actually, and they're going to patspn803@gmail.com. Let's see. I'm sorry. That's not the email address that you gave me.
Well, does it show when it's patspn@msn.com?
Mm-mm. The email that's on file for me is patspn803@gmail.com. So if that's not an active email for you, you won't be getting these emails that I just sent.
Because that is my active email.
Good, because I can only send them out one time, especially the cancellation confirmation, which you should have already gotten. But I just refunded two amounts. I've refunded 75% of each of those amounts. And so you've been asked to refund. I was about to get to that. You've been refunded $74.21 and $74.96 for a total of, what's that? 149.17 is the total for both of them.
I've been charged $200, and my understanding on this thing was that all you did was pay the shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am, but as I stated, ma'am, it was a trial. I don't know if you overlooked the terms and conditions, but according to the terms and conditions, when you don't call in within 14 days, you're charged the full price, the end of trial price for those amounts, and that's where those amounts came from. Now, you spoke with another agent. She canceled your account. You called back, and against policy, I refunded that amount to you. So that's the utmost that can be done. And
yeah,
I wasn't supposed to refund that much.
Okay, and it was what, 129?
It was 74.21 and 74.96. I'm adding them together now. I didn't add them together. I did them separately, and I just guesstimated what that was. Mental math. I'm not good at mental math.
Okay.
So
okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
It's $149.17. $149.17.
Yeah, this is a ripoff.
Well, ma'am, it's in the terms and conditions. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I said, I'm sorry that you work for these people.
Well, I'm just happy to have a job.
Well, I understand that. But like I said, it's just, yeah, it's not fair. That's all I have to, I know, you just work for them. Not your fault. Okay, so I still use the same cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when should I see that cancellation amount on my checking account?
Within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
3 to 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And what was your name?
Vicky with an I, V-I-C-K-I.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Yes, Ms. Spain. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Not a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Stay safe and have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You are the best.